Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, as we told you on Thursday, Mark Boyle planning his first playoff pregame show in 4 years on Sunday night in Milwaukee. The Pacers won 4 of 5 during the regular season. They haven't met since January the 3rd. Now, they don't have Giannis. Going into the postseason, the Pacers have won 7 of 10. The Bucks just the opposite. They limp in, having won only 3 of their last 10. The Blue and Gold, a point and a half favorite here. A couple of days out. The home court obviously belongs here. The first 2 games to the Bucks, and as Malik Beasley was boasting after practice, game one ain't going to be pretty.
It ended up happening. I could have said a different thing, and that could have happened, but they say I manifested it. But like I said, the first thing I said was it's not going to be pretty for them. I still stand by that. Kudos to them if you know things are different, but I don't see that happening. I see us coming out with energy, coming out with defense.
Well, we know both teams can score points. Beasley, he's been scoring about 11 and a half points a ball game, and he'll be in the starting lineup on Sunday night. Tip-off will be a little past 7. Reds on the radio, opening up a 3-game set with the Angels. Nick Lodolo, well, he looks to go 2-0 tonight. Tommy Thrall in his pregame at 6:10. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, as we told you on Thursday, Mark Boyle planning his first playoff pregame show in 4 years on Sunday night in Milwaukee. The Pacers won 4 of 5 during the regular season. They haven't met since January the 3rd. Now, they don't have Giannis. Going into the postseason, the Pacers have won 7 of 10. The Bucks just the opposite. They limp in, having won only 3 of their last 10. The Blue and Gold, a point and a half favorite here. A couple of days out. The home court obviously belongs here. The first 2 games to the Bucks, and as Malik Beasley was boasting after practice, game one ain't going to be pretty.
It ended up happening. I could have said a different thing, and that could have happened, but they say I manifested it. But like I said, the first thing I said was it's not going to be pretty for them. I still stand by that. Kudos to them if you know things are different, but I don't see that happening. I see us coming out with energy, coming out with defense.
Well, we know both teams can score points. Beasley, he's been scoring about 11 and a half points a ball game, and he'll be in the starting lineup on Sunday night. Tip-off will be a little past 7. Reds on the radio, opening up a 3-game set with the Angels. Nick Lodolo, well, he looks to go 2-0 tonight. Tommy Thrall in his pregame at 6:10. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.